everyone. This is Benj Smith. And as most of you know, I'm one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to the Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. We genuinely appreciate all of you listening in on what Chuck, Bobby, and I have to say. Well, as some of you probably saw my Facebook page last week, I finally finished my wife's deer-proof raised bed vegetable garden. And she's already planted some fall vegetables like lettuce, and kale, and carrots, and I think some other stuff. I don't even know what it is. So if you want to see the end result, you can like me on Facebook and look up the vegetable garden post that I put out last week. I think you'll find it interesting. So the project was really time intensive. Yes, full of mistakes and not quite perfect, as Hector, our worship pastor, graciously pointed out to me. It took me 1 week of vacation and 5 weekends, lots of sweat, a little bit of blood, and a few choice words to complete the project. But in the end, it was all worth it just to see the joy that it brings to my beautiful wife, and watching her taking great care of her little garden has given me really, really great joy and peace. So that's what I want to talk about today. Joy has been defined as a settled state of contentment, confidence, and hope. And it is something or someone that provides a source of happiness. In Galatians 5:22 says, the first three fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, and peace. So when you and I are in love with our relationship with Jesus, we can't help but to exhibit that same love to others, which, by the way, then brings joy to ourselves and the people around us. And then from there, we and those around us experience more peaceful moments, days, and seasons, regardless of the distractions and challenges that will, not might, but will come our way. All right, so how do we take full advantage of the love, joy, and peace that comes from knowing the Father, or God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Well, the first thing we do is we spend time. We spend time listening to and talking with Jesus. In Matthew 11, 28 and 29, Jesus says, when we come to him, we will find rest for our souls. And that is so, so true. I know in my own life, when I spend one-on-one time with my Lord, my soul is refreshed. And that refreshment gives me great joy and peace. So spend time listening and talking to Jesus. Second one, spend time doing things for others. For no other reason other than your desire to give back to God for whatever he's already given to you. So God's word tells us in Proverbs 11:25, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And when I completed the vegetable garden and then turned it over to my bride, it gave me and continues to give me great joy to see her enjoying my gift to her. It was a lot of work, but I got to tell you, I don't even think about it now when I see her out there getting excited when she sees the seeds turning into small plants, which eventually will turn into a carrot, I guess, or whatever she's planting. And she gets so excited when all of those things happen, and that just makes my heart happy. And then lastly, it's by practicing being grateful for the life that we have. You know, Dawn P. Gober was so, so grateful for her life through all the difficult circumstances that cancer brought her way. She was still grateful. She was grateful for her family, for her church, for her community, for her business, for her life. And as a result, she touched and impacted the lives of untold people through her attitude of gratefulness, and that attitude brought her great joy and peace. So it really isn't difficult. Listen and talk with Jesus on a regular basis. Find somebody to serve, even if it's just serving by sharing a kind word, and be truly grateful for what God has done in your life, is doing in your life, and will do in your life. And if you're like me, there are always things that I can be more intentional about in applying these three principles in my life. And I'm sure there are things that you can think about and say, okay, how do I do this? How can I be more intentional about talking with Jesus, about serving others, about having a grateful attitude for through all of my circumstances? So just think through those, and I know that it will make an unbelievable difference in your daily walk, and it will truly give you more joy and more peace. Thanks again, everyone, for hanging out with Chuck, Bobby, and me via these weekly podcasts. And as always, I genuinely look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye now.